MSRN News. I'm John Scott. Iowa is the focus of most Republican presidential candidates as the 2024 primary season gets ready to kick off. White House correspondent Greg Clungston reports.
Ron DeSantis spent the week between Christmas and New Year's Day campaigning in Iowa, and the Florida governor has an unrelenting schedule ahead of him there this week, with the Iowa caucuses just under 2 weeks away. And he's not the only one. Former President Trump plans his own blitz over the final 2 weeks, including in deeply conservative northwest Iowa. Nikki Haley made stops in eastern Iowa late last week, while Vivek Ramaswamy also has stormed the state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, in Japan, two tragedies. A passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft colliding on the runway at Tokyo's Haneda Airport and burst into flames. Officials say five people on the smaller plane were killed. And a series of powerful earthquakes has left at least 55 people dead in western Japan. Steep price cuts helped electric vehicle maker Tesla increase fourth quarter sales by almost 20% as EV sales growth slowed across the industry. Rich Thomason with that report.
The Texas-based company reports selling 484,507 vehicles worldwide, October through December. That handily beat Wall Street estimates of 473,000 for the quarter. For the full year, Tesla says it sold just over 1.8 million vehicles, up 37.7% from 2022. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wall Street is starting 2024 weekly. Stocks are now mixed. The Dow ahead 93 points, but the NASDAQ losing 185. This is SRN News. Parents groups across the nation fighting to get pornographic materials out of public school libraries. Pro-family advocates and child psychologists say the stakes are high for America's kids.
If they see sexually explicit materials, it can increase their sexual activity, their sexually permissive attitudes. It can increase sexual callousness.
Teresa Sidebotham is an attorney for the Christian legal group Telios Law.
The fight is over, do the schools have a right to do it? Do the parents have a right to combat it? But everyone should refocus on the actual welfare of children and what is good or bad for them to be looking at.
She advises moms and dads to find out what their children are reading at school. If they don't like what they find out, they need to take action. One place to start is with the local school board. Parents can also join a parental rights organization in their state. This is SRN News. In Brooklyn's Coney Island, organizers say thousands of people signed up for the annual Polar Plunge in the Atlantic Ocean, celebrating 121 years.
The beach is packed, the water a frigid 45 degrees, give or take. The one saving grace, the sun has been poking out of the clouds. Having gone in myself, I can tell you this is a freezing but refreshing and fun event. Mika Galinosa says it's her first time taking the plunge.
It was so fun, so refreshing. Everyone here is in such a good mood. What a great way to kick off the year.
This polar plunge, like many around the country, is also a fundraiser for a few charitable causes. On Coney Island, I'm Julie Walker.
The college football championship game is set. Michigan versus Washington, next Monday in Houston. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.